Do you think that when you die, you will be perfect? And if you're not perfect, what then? Will you miss out on heaven? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and the Church teaches us that our growth and purification from sin and its effects can go on after we die. And today is a day dedicated to prayer for our brothers and sisters who weren't perfect when they died. Here's something that Pope Benedict once said on this feast. November 2nd is dedicated to the commemoration of the faithful departed. It helps us to remember our dear ones who have left us and all the souls on the journey to the fullness of life. Since the early days of the Christian faith, the earthly church, recognizing the communion of the whole mystical body of Jesus Christ, has honored with deep respect the memory of the dead. She offers masses for them. Our prayer for the dead is therefore not only useful, but necessary, as it cannot only help them, but also make their intercession for us effective. Also, visiting cemeteries, while preserving the ties of affection with those who loved us in this life, reminds us that we are all going towards another life beyond death. May the tears due to earthly departure not prevail over the certainty of the resurrection, over the hope of reaching eternal beatitude. The object of our hope is to rejoice in the presence of God in eternity. Jesus promised this to his disciples, saying, "I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Let us entrust to the Virgin Mary, Queen of all saints, our pilgrimage towards the heavenly homeland, as we invoke her maternal intercession for our departed brothers and sisters.